I'm currently in a battle with Denrek. We have a group of people that actually live right behind us here, Dan, at the Donovan Smith Mobile Home Park behind the Lewis Diner here. The Secretary of Denrek tells us that he's got Donovan Smith's Mobile Home Park number one on his priority list to fix their failed sewer system. The problem is it's been failed for 6 years. I'd hate to see what the number two Mobile Home Park, what their situation's like. They may have to wait a decade or two, but it's a real shame that these people have to live with sewage running down their streets, and they can't flush their toilets, they can't drink their water, and it's been going on for 5 or 6 years. And
what, how does this even get to this point? Like,
I have no idea. I got a call about 3 weeks ago. I wasn't even aware of it, and they're just completely frustrated. The guy called me and said, look, the sewage just ran up out of my toilet all over my floor, and they told me too bad. And I went out there, and the whole center of the community where the kids play is got about 2 inches of standing sewage on it in a drought with algae blooms growing. And Sean Garvin's, it's no big deal. It's he's working on it. And my point is, well, you've been working on it for 6 years. This sewage system isn't not working, it's failed. It failed 6 years ago. The city of Lewis has stepped up to the plate. They're ready to run sewer and water into this facility. You know, these people quite
so frank, the hang-up would be Denrek at this point?
Yeah, or? Denrek's not following through and requiring the fella that owns the park to install the sewer system. And come to find out, last week we got a presentation by the Delaware Manufactured Housing Association. The guy that owns this park behind the Lewis Diner here, he owns 6 other parks in the county, all with failed septic system that Sean Garvin at Denrek is well aware of and is doing nothing about. And I hate to say it, something inflammatory, but I suspect if these people lived at the country club, it would have been fixed yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, because of their economic status in life, you know, they're not wealthy people. I think that might be playing into the situation.
Is there anything the people can do to get the attention of Denrek? Or what is the actual holdup? What does Denrek need to do to make this happen?
Well,
like, they could say to the owner, you've got to do it. But
well, if they Denrek can come in and start imposing fines on the guy and and seizing the revenue that's generated by the parks.
Right.
That'll get his attention very quickly.
Right. Okay.
You know, if you or I did this and owned a mobile home park in Sussex County, you or I would be in handcuffs, Dan.
Yeah, it is so new.
This guy lives in upstate New York, and he's collecting rent from 6 or 7 mobile home parks throughout the county every month, a lot of money, and he's not reinvesting. And these people are living in third-world conditions, and I find it hard to believe that the good people of Lewis, Delaware, who are concerned about groundwater contamination, our estuaries, our streams, our wetlands, our inland bays, are not outraged over this. I would encourage everybody that lives in the Lewis area to just drive up here for 5 minutes and drive through the Donovan Smith Mobile Home Park behind the Lewis Diner and look at the sewage laying on the ground with the algae blooms. What these people have been living like this for 5 or 6 years. And Sean Garvin at Denrek has done absolutely nothing about it.
Even though he told you it was number one on the priority.
Well, he didn't tell me. He told WBOC-TV. And, you know, as I said, I'd hate to know who number two is because they're going to be waiting a couple decades to get any relief.
Mark Schaefer, thanks for the update. Stay with us on this story if we can help at all. This is Delaware 105.9, just about 7 o'clock. Got to take a hard break. We're here at Lewis Diner.